Another Justice Department matter now, the USA Patriot Act. The department says some of the strongest supporters of the measure are the men and women who actually use it, U.S. attorneys in cities all around the country. They've been trying to explain why they hope Congress will renew provisions of the act that are scheduled to expire at the end of this year. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on why the Justice Department's top man in Atlanta defends the controversial anti-terror law.
After 9/11, David Namias moved from Atlanta to Washington so he could be closer to the Justice Department's anti-terror efforts. Now that he's back home, working for the department is still a big strain.
Because everyone is worried that if they make a mistake, thousands more Americans will die.
Namias recently returned to Atlanta to take over as U.S. attorney here. On this day, he's driving the family minivan from the federal building to TV station WXIA. He's the featured guest for yet another media program about the USA Patriot Act.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for doing this.
In the newsroom, WXIA reporter Dennis O'Hare is getting ready for an extended segment about the act. Namias has done scholarly debates on the Patriot Act at universities. Now he faces the challenge of boiling this complicated law down to a few minutes of TV time.
This is the hot seat for you.
Namias sits down and the pre-taped program begins.
We're looking at the pros and cons of the Patriot Act, many portions of which will expire at the end of the year unless Congress renews it.
U.S. attorneys have been asking for more opportunities like this one. Namias believes he and his colleagues have frontline experiences that will help dispel some of the myths which they feel have clouded the debate.
Isn't that judicial approval pretty much required? In other words, what you have here is, a judge approving it, but you have a rubber stamp.
That is an incorrect reading of the act. And one thing I'd say to people who are looking at the Patriot Act is, first, make sure that whatever is being complained about is actually in the Patriot Act. Guantanamo, enemy combatants, have nothing to do with the Patriot Act.
The show is pre-taped, but the questions are not rehearsed, and there's no time for retakes. Namias' opposite number, Debbie Seagraves from the local ACLU, appears after him, so there's no danger of a shouting match.
But there is no proof that what's in the Patriot Act is what has kept us from having another terrorist attack.
But to be
on
fair,
as Seagraves talks, David Namias sits off to the side. He shakes his head and scribbles on a legal pad, noting what he feels are some glaring misstatements. For example, Seagraves says the Justice Department gets to pick the judges on a secret surveillance court that was expanded by the Patriot Act. In fact, they're appointed by the Chief Justice of the U.S., but there's no room in the format for a rebuttal.
And that's it for 11 Alive News Weekend in Depth. We want to thank you.
Back in his minivan on the way home, Namias says he feels Patriot Act opponents often stretch the truth about the law.
I have yet to be on a panel where there weren't similar things.
Not surprisingly, civil liberties groups complain about misinformation from the government side. Namias says his own experiences easily dispel concerns about Patriot Act powers, such as the ability of investigators to get access to reading records in terror cases. Before serial bomber Eric Rudolph pleaded guilty in April, Namias was preparing the case for trial. Namias says his investigators turned to a bookseller when they learned that Rudolph ordered information on homemade explosives.
That would have been some of our strongest evidence in the case, and it came about because we were able to go to a bookseller and say, what books did you sell a guy named Eric Rudolph, or he actually is using aliases.
Like many in his position, Namias seems a little surprised, almost offended, that anyone fears he would abuse civil liberties. He fears that any rewrites of the Patriot Act will open up opportunities for terrorists.
I guarantee that they are watching this debate on the internet, and if we make it harder to go to libraries for information, they will know that they're safer in libraries.
And just by coincidence, shortly after Namias spoke, the House of Representatives passed an amendment that would bar the use of the Patriot Act to search libraries and bookstores. Larry Abramson, NPR News.